The United States is demanding Moscow take responsibility for the actions of Ukrainian separatists who shot down the Malaysian passenger plane, laying out a string of evidence linking Russia to the tragedy. In the Obama administration's harshest criticism of Russia since the Ukrainian crisis began, John Kerry demanded President Vladimir Putin act immediately to ensure proper handling of the crash scene, as well as dealing with the separatists. From Washington, North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
As waves of shock and grief wash around the world, the US Secretary of State John Kerry appeared on five television networks, one after the other. He repeatedly stopped short of flatly stating Russia's responsible for the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, but forcefully built the case for Russian involvement.
Now we have a video showing a launcher moving back out into Russia with a missing, at least one missing missile on it. So we have enormous sort of input about this, which points fingers.
The Secretary of State's comments reflect Washington's growing anger with Russia over the crash.
This is a moment of truth for Mr. Putin and for Russia. Russia needs to step up and prove its bona fides, if there are any left, with respect to its willingness to put actions behind the words.
Pressure is building on the Russian President Vladimir Putin to rein in the rebels and actively support a transparent investigation. The Democratic chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein.
This has become a huge human drama. And I think the nexus between Russia and the separatists has been established very clearly. So the issue is, where is Putin? And I would say, Putin, you have to man up. You should talk to the world. You should say, if this was a mistake, which I hope it was, say it.
It's a delicate moment for the US President Barack Obama, under fire from critics like the Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who want him to come down harder on Vladimir Putin.
He didn't call Putin the thug that he is. There's a battle of wills between the KGB colonel and the community organizer, and the colonel is winning. Indecision reigns. President Obama is trying to be deliberative. It comes off as indecisive. He's trying to be thoughtful. It comes off as weakness. I'm suggesting European American organized sanctions that go after Putin individually, the energy sector in Russia, the banking sector in Russia. I'm suggesting that we arm the Ukrainians so they can defend themselves. I'm suggesting we put more NATO troops surrounding Ukraine, that we rebuild the missile defense systems that Obama took down, to let Putin know the path of least resistance is not to continue to dismember the Ukraine.
But in his round of television interviews, Secretary of State John Kerry resisted invitations to condemn the Russian leader.
This is more complicated than just throwing names at each other and making declarations. Russia is working with us in order to try to deal with Iran's nuclear program, in helping to remove chemical weapons from Syria. So there has to be a continued effort to find a way forward.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has arrived in the US on an emergency mission as the UN Security Council considers a resolution drafted by Australia to condemn the shooting down of the plane and to demand unfettered access to the crash site and a proper investigation. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for AM.